Crazy J, this is the FCC. We have you surrounded. Turn off your mic and surrender. We're charging you with 8 counts of FCC violations. Things like language, your incredibly poor taste in programming. But we'll drop the charges if you'll just play number 5. Do you hear me, Jay? Play number 5.
Absolutely, number 5 on our Crazy 8 Countdown, the top 8 funny songs from Johnny Cash for the anniversary of his death. He did pass away 8 years ago this week. Number 5 on our countdown, Everybody Loves a Nut.
Last time?
Oh, dude, keep it.
And it's a keeper.
I'll take it.
That's good, because we've been playing it for quite some time. So, you guys have any gigs coming up? Now's the time to plug. Plug, plug, plug.
Plug.
Oh, I do like that. Yeah, we've got, what do we have?
Well, actually, yeah, I mean, the
Nevada Wild
Fest.
Yeah,
that's the next real big one.
Where's that at?
Normally, we play every couple of weeks.
It's the Henderson Pavilion.
Ooh, that's a good venue.
Even Holly,
it's cool.
Holly Madison's hosting that one.
Well, score, score, score.
So you got to bring your girls and Sunset.
Oh.
Well, we'll try.
Sunset is anywhere there's fun. I have to admit, for someone that has been, like, so famous and, like, she is, I mean, when people say, she's down to earth, no. She is down to earth.
The
like,
salt.
I love my girl Ava Devine, but Ava's like, I can only wear Gucci, and it's gotta be there, and it's gotta be this and that, and also could dick all day long, but it's gonna be air conditioned. Sunset's like, I'll be there. Huh? But she doesn't, I mean, there's no questions with Sunset. Sunset is there.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Amazing. Ava's like, there's
is
contingency.
Ava also in the business?
Ava is.
Ava Devine? Oh, no. Ava. Listen. Yes. No,
you would know her if you saw.
I love Sunset. Sunset keeps it kind of like.
We don't know him by name.
Beautiful. She keeps it like porn. Ava keeps it like dirty. Like, I'm coming there to fuck it up.
Wow.
I love it. I love that about her. She's amazing. She's a Gucci whore. I love it. But she's Gucci. She's a Gucci whore.
I'm offended.
So, before we wrap up with you guys, you guys want to do your single?
Well, we'll do social.
Yeah, or you want to do another song? It's fine.
Yeah, sure.
Well, we did do our single last time we were here.
We did do I Know a Secret last time we were here.
Yeah.
You do have that on tape. Mm-hmm. We were going to come here and do another one that'll be on the album. It's called cool. Socialite.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Cool.
Done and done.
Done and done.
That would be bullshit. We don't do that.
That is bullshit.
We don't do CD. We do live.
Sophistication, motivation, hanging in the Hamptons of Beverly Hills. Penthouse, paparazzi, hanging at the palms of the Playboy girls. Front center, spotlights, making headlines day and night. Skip the lines at the clubs, cause the party starts when she shows up. I know what she's saying, and I know what she needs. And that's the way it's got to be, if you wanna hang with me. Here, out all night, champagne booth, and that's a life of a socialite. Stretch limos with no end in sight. Music's cranking, that's a life of a socialite. Life of a socialite. Photo shoots on location, fashion icon on TV, bikini bod, skinny jeans, you can read about it in a magazine. Live like you and you're forever, go all night, so carefree, like the parties never end, the lights are damn, it's all she needs. And I know what she's saying, and I know what she needs, and that's the way it's got to be, if you wanna hang with me. The party's here, out all night. Champagne booth, and that's a life of a socialite. Stretch limos with no end in sight. Music's cranking, that's a life of a socialite. Life of a socialite. Of a socialite. Out all night, that's a life of a social life. See the world every night, that's a life of a social life. Dancing every night, that's a life of a social life. Blowing up, the club's on fire, that's a life of a social life. Of a social life. Of a social life. I know what she's saying, and I know what she needs, and that's the way it's got to be, if you wanna hang with me. The party's here, out all night. The champagne booth, and that's the life of a socialite. Stretch limos with no end in sight. Music's cranking, that's the life of a socialite. The party's here, we're out all night. The champagne booth, and that's the life of a socialite. Stretch limos with no end in sight. Music's cranking, that's the life of a socialite, life of a socialite. Yeah, I'm a socialite. Yeah, party hard. That's a life of a socialite. See the world every night. That's a life of a socialite. Do the sea. That's life of a social life. Blow it up, cut the vibe. That's life of a social life. Of a social life. socialite.
Nice. Give it up for Rogue On and Company. Yeah.
Hey, man. We appreciate it, bro.
You can find them on Facebook. If you can't find them on your own, just visit our Facebook, and you can find them there as well. And we're working on a links page on our website for all the great bands that do come on the show.
Because so we have some super awesome bands.
We do.
That one
guy. And then we have Rogue On.
Well, yeah, there's that one guy I didn't like, but I want to mention his name.
Oh my god!
It's terrible, but he has a following. But I'm not talking about him.
Write it down.
No, he's a super sweet guy, and I'm afraid that I just
It's not her kind of music.
No, it's nobody's kind of music. I thought that he was gonna cry while he was here.
Wow, that's awesome.
Like, my
well, you
music
can't say
so
it's nobody's
special.
Kind of music. He has a following.
I admit he has a following, but there's so many emo kids in the world. I just wish they would just drink the fucking Kool-Aid and get it over with.
Who the hell is this? I gotta check this out.
Dude, you don't want to go to the sad place.
You'll know who he is, and I'll tell you who it is off air.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's a good person. He's super nice. He always invites me to stuff, but he's just so sad. I mean, why? When did sad become a fashion?
With emo kids.
Okay, because it's at least good. The goths were, like, hateful, which I can totally respect. Like, hate me because I'm blonde and blue-eyed and whatever. Bitch, I could drink you on the table and I could already fight and beat your boyfriend up. But the whole emo shit, listen, I wish my grass was emo. It would cut itself.
Oh my god.
My brother used to have the
on
best.
On that note.
Listen, no, my brother used to have the best bumper sticker on his, like, self carve. Like, he took a hacksaw to his car and made it a cabriolet.
Nice.
And a cabriolet. And it said, save the planet, kill yourself. And that is something that I think that everybody should live by. Like, if you're not adding things to society, just kill yourself. You molest children, kill yourself. If you're on welfare, kill yourself. If you have really disgusting...
Welcome to the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Just kill yourself.
That's right.
Where if I don't
kill
come
yourself.
Back from the break, it's because I've killed myself.
But you are funny, Jay. You have so many things about
you. No, you contribute, bro.
Awesome.
You contribute.
Oh, okay.
You're
contribute
in the clear.
Okay, this week I'm in the clear.
Yeah, no. As long as you cut your toenails.
Dude, where's the Zip Fizz? Seriously, where's it at?
Where is it?
Yeah.
We've got some.
Come on. Why are you holding back, dude?
Some Zip Fizz? You want some Zip Fizz?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Bitch, you can put that shit in your Bud Light.
And,
so we're going to come back next month, right, bro?
Right, of course.
All right, man.
Yeah, the door's always open, and so are the 43 other floors.
Exactly.
So we'll
Did
be back.
Did you just say your door's always open?
I said the doors are always open.
Hey, remember to floss. That's all I have to say.
And we'll be back after this.
I like you.
Hey, hi. This is Ava Devine, and you're listening to the RockinComedyShow.com.
Songs on the Crazy Eight. We're always wanting more. Once again, the countdown continues. Here is number.
It is time to play the number four song on our Crazy 8 Countdown, the top 8 songs of the week. This week, The Funny Side of Johnny Cash. As we remember him, 8 years ago this week, he did pass away. But what about number four? Here is Dirty Old Egg Sucking Dog.
Ooh. Well, he's not very handsome to look at. Oh, he's shaggy and he eats like a hog. And he's always killing my chickens. That dirty old egg sucking. Stay out of my hen house. accept. Though I'm not a real bad guy, I'm going to get my rifle and send him to that great chicken house in the sky.
Countdown, dirty old egg sucking dog on the Crazy 8 Countdown, the top 8 funny songs from Johnny Cash. Great song. Oh, great song. Let's continue, shall we? Here's number 3.
If I had a radio, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd tune in Crazy J and play for me and you. Crazy about the Crazy J. I'm crazy about the Crazy J. Gonna buy me a radio and tune in Crazy J. He's gonna play us number 3. I'm gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number 3. Gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number 3.
Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk. Then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild,
Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psychobilly Cadillac. Come on. Paul. Oh, this is a Cottonmouth, a negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor. Remember, you can call us now during the show, 702-866-9135. Tell us what's on your mind. Maybe you got a story, want to request, want to ask Rebecca out on a date.
Yay!
It doesn't matter. Just call us. We do tape the show every week from 7:30 to 10:30. The number again, 702-866-9135.
That is our Skype line. We'd love to hear from you.
That's right. So give us a call. You know, you guys leave great comments, and we definitely want to hear.
We have the best listeners.
We do.
We do.
And they party, and we want to hear.
And they love Zip Fizz.
Call us while you're having a party, while you're playing these drinking games. Call us. We want to hear you, you know.
We want to hear you drunk.
Again, so it's something new. We just want to, you know, get it out there and let you know that you can call us. We want to hear from you. Rebecca wants to hear from you. She's desperate.
I'm so desperate. 702-866-9135.
That's how you call us. And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Comedy. If you want to just follow Rebecca, it's fine. It's Scrubbecca. And if you want to just follow me, it's CrazyJ27. And we are also on Facebook at Rockin' Comedy Show.
Woo!
And, we got things happening at the Rockin' Comedy Show. Things I wish I could talk about, but until the deal is signed and done, I can't say nothing.
Nothing, so stay tuned.
It's pretty awesome. So we're just waiting. We're just waiting for good times.
We already have a good time.
Hopefully next week when maybe Spaz is going to be here.
Yay, our Spaz bot. He's out on the road making money. Yeah. We love him for doing it because he's super fucking talented.
And
speaking
of calls.
We got Kay Caruso calling in, brother.
Hey, what's up, man? You are a musician in town, correct?
Indeed I am.
Well, thank you for calling into the Rockin' Comedy Show. So, what's on your mind?
I had a little interesting tidbit I thought that you would enjoy. I know that you had a Vegas cat on your show before. His name's Trevor Jones. Is that ringing a bell?
Yeah.
Let me think about it. Yeah. What's going on?
Who do you tell? Have you given some dirt?
Yeah. You got dirt? You got a good story?
Well, I figured I'm embroiled in a Facebook war with him right now.
Imagine that.
So I was gonna up the ante and get on the airwaves and.
Oh, you're on.
To let it loose.
You've got our attention.
You're definitely on. I mean, the last time Trevor was on our show, it didn't go exactly as well as we planned either. So what's up? What happened? What's the war all about?
I host a jam night at a place called Brentwood Tavern. We've done a lot of successful gigs there. I'm not going to name drop. I'm not going to get into all the great stuff that we've done. But this Muppet came by this past Sunday night and just turned it into a train wreck.
Oh, do tell. What did he do?
What happened?
Well, I don't know if you've ever been to a jam night. You've probably done open mic comedy somewhere, right?
Yeah, and I've checked out your place at the Brentwood Tavern.
Well, most of these jam nights, whenever you go to an open mic or a jam, there's a format. There's a lay of the land that you should know. Three songs are 15 minutes.
Right.
To start off, one of the songs he did was 11 minutes long.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm sure it's amazing.
With the
11 minutes of self-indulgent...
Ah.
It should have been flushed.
Okay.
So, as one of the hosts, when he was done with his second song, I tried to inform this skid mark that he was done. Time's up, brother. And he wanted to argue about it. So, to keep the peace and to be that guy, I said, you know what? Go ahead. Continue with your self-indulgence, do another song, and bore people to tears. I walked out. I went outside because I was kind of frustrated. Unfortunately, I left the other two hosts on stage with him.
Nah,
so they're
cool.
Yeah, their eyeballs deep with this guy. Just up there doing a bunch of nonsense. And a bunch of people followed me outside and said, hey, man, can you get rid of this? Just get rid of this guy. We're done with him. We don't want to hear him anymore. When I go back in, everybody else that stayed inside tells me that he took my Les Paul guitar, which is one of my pride and joys, and jammed it between a plexiglass. There's a little plexiglass thing that you put in front of an amp to keep the volume down.
Right.
He jammed my guitar between the plexi and the amp and let it feed back.
Oh, that's...
Which is a
classy,
disrespectful thing to do to a $2,800 amplifier.
Right.
Well, you know, he is a little bitch like that. Or did you not
know?
It
scratched the front of the amp, and I was unhappy. And I, you know, I'm a pretty laid-back guy. I said to him, you know, that was a pretty disrespectful thing you did. This is not a cheap, crappy amp. This is an expensive piece.
I don't give a
shit
if it's a $2 amp. You don't do that. You need to have respect for everybody.
Well, this ass clown doesn't get it.
He doesn't get it.
So it got ugly. There was, you know...
Ooh, was there a fist thrown?
It got ugly. Let's just say it got ugly.
I heard he was 86. Is that correct?
I gave him the dirty diaper treatment. He went out like a dirty diaper.
Nice.
Permanently?
It's just, you know, what's sad is, you know, we do these jam nights. Now he's on Facebook bagging us, you know, that we're the open mic guys shouldn't be complaining about what people do. I mean, he, you know, he doesn't know the half of it. All the guys that I host this thing with, we're all pro musicians in town. We all work 3, 4, 5 nights out of the week, and Sunday night is our night to cut loose. You know, when we're down on the strip playing for a living, we've got to play other people's music. So we all come together on Sunday night and do what we want to do. We're there to network and make friends and have fun. And then you get some ass goblin like this guy that comes in there and just pee-pees all over it.
I like ass goblin.
Have a good reputation because he's fucked with us too. Whenever he gets sensitive, he fucks with us too. So I'm glad to hear that we're not the only ones getting his retribution.
Right. But
well, he'll never understand this, but from Sunday on, the rest of his life is a gift to him. He'll never understand what I mean by that, but it's a gift because he came close, man.
Nice.
He came close.
It's good to hear because guess what? Bye, bitch.
Now you host on Sunday nights. What time is the jam session?
It's at Brentwood Tavern every Sunday night. It's called the Vegas Jam. Starts at 9 p.m. And that's the main thing is I don't want people that were there Sunday night to think that it's always Ass Goblin Hour because it's not. We get some top notch musicians that come down there and play. It's a killer place to hang. The food's great. The drink specials are awesome. And, you know, one train wreck doesn't mean that it's always like that.
Right. And, I mean, so it goes on every Sunday. You're the host. And how do people, how do the local people actually get to, sign up if they want to go? Hold on.
Just come down to the venue. Come down. There's a sign-up sheet. It's me, Jay Quigley. And we have a rotating cast of drummers that come in and out and sit in with us. Just come in, sign up. We create the list, and then we pull different people together, different genres, different styles. And like I said, it's usually a fun night. And we get some killer guys that come down there and jam. Again, I don't want to name drop.
Right.
I don't want to battle Mr. Jones by name dropping. But this guy, Trevor Jones, compared to the cats that come down there, this guy's a stain.
Right. And I've had a good time down there. What's the address of the place?
Oh, that's above my pay grade.
All right.
I don't have that memorized. I wasn't planning on doing a plug, so I don't have the card in front of me. I should have been prepared for a plug.
It's all right. I'll find out what it is, and I'll give the plug to you. But I want to thank you for calling in and letting us know what went down.
Love you.
You guys take care. I thought you would enjoy that little tidbit.
It was awesome.
Thanks for calling in. You rock.
We love the dirt. Thanks, buddy.
Come on, all you crazy folks. Crazy Jay has songs and jokes. Now he knows what he must do. It's time for number two. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we listening for? Don't ask me, I just can't say. We're listening to Crazy Jay. So bid your sanity adieu. Now who's number two?
Oh yeah, number two on our Crazy 8 Countdown. If you haven't been following along, it's the top 8 funny songs from Johnny Cash. Number two, it's obvious, it's a boy named Sue.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun to pull mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile, and he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, because I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
Oh yeah, coming in at number two on our Crazy 8 Countdown, A Boy Named Sue, written, of course, by Shel Silverstein. We're counting down the top 8 Johnny Cash songs. Taking a funny look at Johnny Cash as we look back on the life and career, since this week is the 8th anniversary of his death. I do want to point out the address for the Brentwood Cafe and Tavern. K-Dog, thanks for calling in. The address is 7325 West Warm Springs Road. Remember, the show is Sunday nights, 9 p.m. It's just a musician jam. Just go down there if you guys want a place to jam out. Again, it is 7325 West Warm Springs, Brentwood Cafe and Tavern. But before we get to the number one song, let's take a look back at some of the songs on the countdown. Number two was A Boy Named Sue. Number three was One Piece at a Time. Number four was Dirty Old Egg Sucking Dog. Number five on our countdown was Everybody Loves a Nut. And number six on our countdown was Boa Constrictor. Number seven was Flushed from the Bathroom of Your Heart. And number eight on the Crazy Egg Countdown, 25 minutes to go.
Come on, Jay, let's have some fun. A little insanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number eight. Come on, Jay, don't hesitate. We're only one. I want to have some fun. Come on, Jay, give us number one, number one. Number one. Ooh, number one. Give us number one.
Number one on our countdown is indeed a classic. The first time I ever heard this, I couldn't believe Johnny Cash would do something as ridiculous as a story about a chicken in black. Give it up for your number one song of the week, Johnny Cash and Chicken in Black.
Too long years, my head hurt bad, so the doctor checked me and he shook his head. He said, I'm sorry to tell you, but your body's outlived your brain. He said, I know this doctor in New York, son, and he'll fix you right up with a brand new one. So the head doctor met me when I stepped down off of the train. He said, we had this bank robber killed last night. His body shot, but his brain's all right. I'll give you a transplant, boy, and you'll be okay. I got my new brain in and I was feeling great. I went right back to Nashville with no headache, but something strange happened when I walked in the bank one day. I said, stick 'em up, everybody, I'm robbing this place. Drop all of your money in my guitar case. Don't nobody move and don't nobody reach for that door. A lady said, why, you're Johnny Cash. I said, no, ma'am, I'm the Manhattan Flash, and I am the best bank robber in New York. Now, the other night, Roy Acuff called me. He said, John, I'd like for you to do the opera. So I went out on the stage, but I couldn't sing. I got into half a verse of I Walked the Line, and something snapped in this head of mine. I yelled, stick 'em up, give me your money, your watches and rings. Well, I called New York and talked to that brain quack. I said, Doc, I've got to have my old brain back. He said, I'm sorry there, Mr. Cash, but I can't do that. He said, I put your brain in a chicken last Monday. He's singing your songs and making lots of money. And I got him signed to a 10-year recording contract. Now, friends, if you see me walking down the street, remember what you see ain't necessarily me. And if I try to hold you up, don't pay me no mind. But when you got 10 bucks that you can blow, you ought to catch that Johnny Chicken show. He's doing fairs and concert dates all up and down the line. I said, stick 'em up, everybody, I'm robbing this place. Drop all of your money in my guitar case. Don't nobody move and don't nobody reach for that door. A lady said, why, you're Johnny Cash. I said, no, ma'am, I'm the Manhattan Flash, and I am the best bank robber in New York. Well, I don't pay any income tax. You don't pay tax on money you steal. You ought to catch that Johnny Chicken show. Chicken in Black.
All right, give it up for Rogan and Company. Yeah! Yeah, awesome stuff. And remember, 702-866-9135. If you want to give us a call, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Who's on the line?
This is Joey Vincent. What's up, man?
Is this comedian Joey Vincent?
Yes, that's the guy. That's him.
The funniest guy in the Northwest?
I'm at least the funniest guy in my room right now.
So what's going on, buddy? Are you coming out for the World Series of Comedy?
No, I didn't make the cut.
Oh, so you're not that funny, so we can hang up?
Evidently, I'm not that funny this year. I don't know.
Say hello to Rebecca.
Hey.
What's that?
Say hello to Rebecca.
What's up?
Hey.
Say hello to who?
Rebecca, you know our resident train wreck here on the show.
Oh, okay. That's
Yeah, that train wreck.
Well, what do you got going on? You got shows coming up. What's happening?
Now, I'm just doing some little stuff right now. I'm doing a co-headlining show that I'm taking around different venues in the Minnesota and Wisconsin area with another comic here in town by the name of Mike Lester. Huh. It's called the It's Okay to Laugh at That Tour, which is just really a bunch of us doing our least PC-type material to a really specific audience. So.
Well, that's awesome. do you have a website you can plug real quick?
You can go to my website, which is joeyvincentcomedy.com. My website there.
Do you tweet?
Or you can find me on Twitter. What's that?
And you tweet?
Okay, I do the tweeting. I'm big on Twitter. Big on Twitter.
And
Mr. Joey Vincent on Twitter.
Mr. Joey Vincent?
Yeah.
Awesome. And, of course, you have a Facebook as well.
Oh, yeah. Facebook as well. I'm all over the social networking sites.
Well, you got to come out to Vegas. Rebecca needs a date.
I want to find somebody of her caliber. That's what I'm looking for. So,
I don't know if you can handle Rebecca.
Do you have a leash?
Yeah, she likes to be put on a leash.
Really? Well, we can't walk
just
each other,
bit.
So I guess.
Yeah. Well, you're very funny. I just want to, thank you for calling in and getting a chance to plug your show.
No problem, man. I love your show. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Can't wait to listen to the next episode.
Thanks, man.
All right, take care, Dave.
All right, bye. Oh, I'm loving the calls. I'm loving the calls. First week was last week. We're like, I'm a little scared. I don't want to be the first guy. I don't want to call. But remember, during the show, we normally tape on Wednesdays from 7:30 to 10:30. You can call us 702-866-9135. Write that number down. We want to hear from you. Find us on Facebook, Rockin' Comedy Show. We also tweet at Rockin' Comedy. And, Scribecca. That's what you want to look for on Twitter. You might get some tickets or something. You never know what we're going to give out. So follow us on Twitter and visit us on the website, rockincomedyshow.com. Rebecca, it's been fun.
So, always fun.
It's been fun. Rogan and Company, thank you for calling in. Thank you, everybody that called in. K-Dog that told the awesome story about Trevor Jones. Anthony Cools, thank you for calling in. It's always a pleasure. And, of course, Christopher Walken.
Oh, my God. We got so lucky with that.
That was awesome. I mean, it was good. Good times. And coming up next week, we have Paige Overton coming in with her band, the Clydesdales. We saw them open for Seth Turner at the House of Blues. And if we're all very, very, very lucky, we're going to be able to, of course, have Spaz.
Would you mind repeating that, Jaybird?
Yes. Spaz could quite
possibly. What is that from?
I don't know what movie that it's from John Wayne, but I just...
Would you mind repeating that, Jaybird?
Somebody sent it to me, and it's a beautiful clip. But thank you very much for listening to The Rockin' Comedy Show. We're going to be back next week to do it all over again, and we'll talk about Flip Cup and all that good stuff next week. That's it. See ya.
Bye.